Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Wardell Pottstream for Solar Records Radio, and I just want to thank you for tuning in today as we will be mixing it up on the first hour and the second half of this show. We will get into This Is It. So thank you so much for tuning in today. Thanks for being a blessing. And when we mix it up, basically, we play all the different types of music that we play throughout the week on this one particular hour. So kick back, relax, and enjoy a combination of what we do here at Solar Records Radio. We appreciate you, and we love you. Thanks so much.
It's a great pleasure for me to have played all of our new music for you. You never heard it before, and I think it went very well tonight, and that's because you listened very well. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Great Chick Corea, and what an amazing, amazing artist, and man, oh man, I just love Chick Corea. That was the Electric Band, and that song's called Spain, and like I said, I grew up on Chick Corea. I grew up listening to his music, and as a young man, I was very influenced by him. He was my teacher. And I was just so blessed to have him in my life. And rest in peace, Mr. Chick Corea. God bless you, and thank you for Returning to Forever with the amazing Stanley Clark, Al DiMiliola, Lenny White, and obviously yourself. What an awesome band! So thank you so much for, you know, your contribution to the jazz world. To the world of jazz. We appreciate you, and truly, truly miss you. Take care and go with God. What's happening, everybody? This is Wardell Potts, Solar Records Radio. Don Fleming and myself are here. I hope everybody is good. How you doing, Don?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. You know, we are mixing it up in this first hour. And so, and then we'll get into this is it for the second hour, because our brother Phoenix is flying. He's in the air, so he should be landing shortly. And we'll get to the second half of the show when he gets into this hotel. But just want to let everybody know what's going on. Much love to all you guys. I hope everybody's good. Things are well for you. So Don, You know, just, you know, want to know, are you going to mix it up with us today? Are you going to be picking out some tracks for us today?
Yeah, I can mix it up.
All right. That's what I'm talking about. I started out with jazz, so it feels like today is Wednesday because I did that.
Yeah,
we're going to play some jazz, some indie artists, some blues, R&B, pop, old music, new music, and praise and worship music. We're going to mix it all up for you today. So thanks for hanging out with us, and let's have a good time. Give a shout-out to all the brothers and sisters around the world. Thank you guys for, you know, hanging out with us today. We do appreciate you guys, and just looking forward to having a great show. Don, what's been on your heart, man? How you been?
Man, I've been good, man. Just, you know, thinking about, you know, you guys, thinking about you yesterday and with the talk that, well, the text that we had. And I just wanted to just let you know, man, that despite whatever going on, you got people behind you. And you got people who care about you. And, you know, just get your energy off of that. You know, don't worry about what other folks think or whatever. Just do what you do.
Amen. I kind of like what I, you know, we're going to have a nice little conversation later on in the show. And it's really about, you know, it's about God. It's really about, this is his world and this is his universe and we are his children. And so if you don't like something, yeah, I'm going to blame it on God because he's the one that set this whole thing up. So I'm good with it no matter what. I have to just trust God in every single thing, even in the things when, you know, you hurt because you lost someone, you got to trust God. Even in friendships and relationships, sometimes people make mistakes and you got to trust God in it. You got to love him and let him love you and trust that everything's going to be okay. So if somebody don't like something I say or do, you know, then, you know, it's God's world. It's in God's time. And that's why we're not here to judge each other, but we're here to love each other. And so I'm excited about, you know, just being able to have that conversation later on in the show. And you guys should tune in. It's kind of a different kind of a talk. It's usually something that I share on Sundays, but it didn't come out of that. It came out of a secular situation, but ended up in a spiritual realm because that was the answer. See, God is the answer for all things, and so even though we started out, like I said, in a secular situation, we ended up in the spiritual realm, which really healed and sealed the deal. And so that's why I wanted to talk about it today and share with you guys about, you know, this. And we can have all kind of different conversations, right? Because we're grown, right? We talk about all kind of stuff. And so today is just a little more spiritual. So I hope you guys are good with that. As you know that we are a spiritual foundation here. This is a godly-based station, and so we trust that you have your relationship on and you're doing your thing. Or you're learning about God, and that's good, too, because we're all in different places in our life, and, you know, and so nobody's here to judge anyone. We're just here to learn from each other. And,
right.
So I look forward to the conversation. But just remember this here. Cast your burden on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never permit the righteousness to be moved. So, and that's Psalms 56:22. So, you know, so we have to, sometimes things come and it's a little heavy for us. It's hard for us to handle it. You know, give it to God. Give it to God. He is the captain of the ship, right? And so trust. We have to be able to trust him in this. So I'm looking forward to our conversation. And also, I want to just give a shout out to our listeners around the world. Once again, I want to give a shout out to the people that help with the show, Greg and Astrid and Don, obviously, and Gayla. But the listeners really help us out a lot. God is the CEO. If God is the CEO, if the policies aren't working, blame him. So we're going to have a good time talking about that later. And but I want to, Donna, are you in the system yet?
I am. As a matter of fact, I got a block for you. And I just, you know, just take a break. I got a little block for you. And
I like it when he does it.
No, whatever. I got a little block. So we got about an hour and 37 minutes left of the show. Of course, we're going to mix it up today. And of course, in the first hour, mixing it up. The second hour, of course, is going to be This Is It. So I got a good song, one of my favorite pop songs of all time. I mean, I want to take you back to a classic from 1985 from one of my favorite groups, Level 42. You guys hear it in the background. The name of the song is called Something About You. Listen to the lyrics, man. Definitely definitely a memorable song. You guys keep it locked right here. Solar Records Radio.
Perfection on our big years. I dream about you and I. Summer's come and gone, and the nights, they seem so long. Come on over tonight. Come on over. It's gonna be a cool night. Just let me hold you by the firelight. If it don't feel right, you can go.
mixing it up on a Tuesday, of course, on Solar Records Radio. I had to put that out. It was kind of an easy listening, grooving type of block. That was music from the group King from 2015. The greatest. I love that song. I love that music video. It's kind of like I'm a gamer. It's kind of an homage to those 8-bit Nintendos back in the day. It's great, great music video. I love it. Of course, before that, gave you a little easy listening from 1981. Music from the late, great Paul Davis. Name of the song is called Cool Night. And, of course, started off the block, 1985 classic, Level 42, Something About You. Wardell, man, I had to hook that up. That was I had to hook that up for you, man. Had to hook that block. That was totally for you.
And that was smooth, and I appreciate that, my brother. Appreciate the love. Man, you put it down well, man. Thank you so much. I also got a version of the first song you played, an R&B version of that song that was sent to me. So I'm going to have to forward it over to you. I don't know if you've heard that or not. Have you heard it?
If you're talking about Anthony David, then yeah, I had the album. If that's who you're talking about, yeah, Anthony David did a version, an R&B version of Something About You in 2009, and I love both versions. It's just a great. I always go back to the original, Mark King on bass and from Level 42, and it's just a beautiful. Both versions are beautiful, but again, I grew up on the version when I was 11, but yeah, Anthony David, if that's the same guy, is definitely a great version, an homage to Level 42's classic hit.
Okay. Yes, sir. I believe that is what we're talking about here. So, So,
and Paul Davis, you know, back in the day, you know, the late 70s and the early 80s, you know, you had that easy listening era. You had like the Christopher Crosses and the Air Supply. You had groups like, I think Toto would kind of be considered easy list. Ambrosia. Paul Davis was kind of in that conversation. He had a song called I Go Crazy. And there's been a couple of R&B versions of I Go Crazy that, you know, I don't know if he originally did it, but his version is just amazing. So check it out, I Go Crazy by Paul Davis. It's just an amazing track. Of course, rest in peace to Paul Davis. He looked like a lumberjack in the, you know, on the album cover. But he made some great music. Of course, music I grew up listening to. Again, all genres, different genres of music. I love my soul music, don't get me wrong, but I, you know, that easy listening era, that rock era of the 70s, that pop era of the 80s, you know, it was just amazing. And in some early 90s, I didn't really get into too much pop in the late 90s and so on, but I mean, I loved it nonetheless.
Okay. Awesome.
He's like, okay.
Well, yeah, no, I mean, you get, you know, that's what I love about Don. Like, he don't just say stuff. I mean, he say it for a reason. He has backup to go with what he's feeling and what he's saying. And I appreciate that, man. That's awesome, Don. Thank you for being a lover of the music, man, and being able to break it down to us and, you know, and share your feelings. And I'm looking forward to tomorrow, Don, because we have a special guest coming on tomorrow, and so I'm excited about, you know, that, you know, you guys tune in. I'm going to share everything with you shortly here. I'm just trying to multitask right now and pull it all together, but yeah, we'll be interviewing a guest tomorrow, so please tune in and be blessed as we were when we heard this amazing pianist come on and send his music here to us. And so we want to share with you guys, and we thank all the indie artists for, you know, for looking for a place to showcase their talent. We appreciate you guys giving Soul Art Records Radio, you know, the opportunity to help you launch your careers and stuff. And thank you for choosing us. That's a blessing to us, and because we do want to be here for you guys. And also we have our jazz artists and our blues artists, you know. So it's all good, man. We're having a good time. We've had some incredible artists come on already, and we look forward to, you know, just doing this again with some, you know, with anybody that has, you know, that want to, you know, to showcase their music. Please feel comfortable. And, you know, to contact us at solarrecordsradio@gmail.com, or you can find us just at Solar Records Radio on Facebook. You know, if you're friends with Don Fleming, just go to his page and leave him a message. If you're friends with Greg, go to his page and leave him a message. Astrid, go to her page and leave her a message. T. Meyer, go to his page and leave her. I mean, you know, however you can get here, do what you got to do. We're waiting for you, and we're excited to work with you guys. So thank you. There was something else I wanted to say. I'm trying to remember what else I wanted to say. But anyway, in the meantime, I guess I'll get back to the music. I'm getting messages constantly that's popping up in my head. So don't forget, we're playing all different types of music today. So you guys come in, you know, it's kind of ironic that I started off with jazz and then Don Fleming comes in with the easy listening music. So it's really been a smooth, it's just been a really smooth takeoff today of this show. And I'm going to pick it up a little bit, but we're going to kind of still be, this song kind of still has that kind of smooth thing, but we're going to pick it up a little bit. In the meantime, as far as the beats per minute go. All right, so thanks for hanging out. Much love to you guys. Let's roll. Special moment right there when you've attached yourself to an emotion of another person, and your emotions is attached to theirs, and vice versa, and you're hoping that, you know, that they follow through with what you want. you know, that they see your vision and they feel your passion, they feel your love, and they feel your desire to be with them. And you're just hoping that, you know, when they go home tonight, they're going to think about it and they're going to make a decision that, yeah, I think that's the one for me. I think, you know, but being on the other side, see, I've been on the other side, sitting there hoping and wondering, did she get my vibe? Did she understand what I was saying? I hope she feels me and that she wants to be in this relationship. And so I'm just going to leave the door open just in case, you know. What that means, too, is that I'm not going to move. This is not for nobody else. I'm going to reserve this space just for her, just for you, just for that person. I'm reserving it. I'm reserving myself for you. I'm going to leave the door open for this relationship to happen. And, man, that is such an amazing – that's so much energy right there. There's so much – it's so special. It's so good when you find that person that just rings all your bells and you're like, oh, I got to have it. And when it comes through, it's just, like, off the charts. So, anyway, that's why I love that song. I think it's just a great lyrical concept. And so Don Fleming, we got five minutes left in this segment, and then we're moving on to This Is It. So what's up your sleeve, Big Daddy?
Well, you know what, again, a minute five left, of course, I guess about 5 minutes left, so let me see. You know what, man, should I give you some R&B, should I give you some pop, should I give you some easy listening? Should I give you some blues, jazz? What's up?
Well, you know what we haven't had. We haven't had any blues.
We haven't had any blues.
No, we haven't.
You
had
got
any
me going into the. You got to go into the blues section.
Thing. Yeah, there you go. I got. He said, "I got him going." You y'all just hear him say, "Do you want?" I just. Gotta blame it on somebody, right? That's kind of like our topic later. So, just blame it on God. It's all good.
I'm just saying, so, man. You're killing
I'm
me.
I'm just saying. It's easy. Just type in the song. Come on.
You know what? I'm going to. You know, I gotta add a couple of blues songs, man, into your repertoire. But I'm gonna get some. I think I'm gonna go with a little hip hop because.
We haven't had any hip hop. All right, go ahead, do your thing, Mister. You got two.
Go ahead. Would you let me please?
Make it.
You
happen.
Know what? It's all good. I'm going to go ahead and play a classic from the group Mantronics, one of my favorites. This is Baseline from 1985. You guys keep it locked right here. Of course, I'm going to come back with This Is It. Keep it locked right here. Soul Records Radio.
We off the crew. I know you like, and yes, he controls the beat, and I hold the mic, and yes, he got the snare, and I keep the flare, and everybody who's who, everybody what, everybody else just controlling our red.
Second part of our show, everyone, and my brother Phoenix is at the airport, and but you know he you hear the noise in the background, it's all good because you know Phoenix is still doing what he does, and that's share the gospel.
So, God's word.
Man, man,
how you
doing,
do,
my brother?
I'm great,
how
man.
Are
you know
you?
What? Everywhere I go, I'm just catching love, man. I mean, I guess people look at me and they say, he looks like a rock star, so they treat me with so much love and kindness. I appreciate it. I love it, man,
yeah.
You know. I'm here at this place called Salt Lake, and they make this barbecue brisket. What drew me right off the escalator was the smell. I was like, oh, my God, I got to check this out.
Oh, man.
So,
It's all good. Well, listen, man. So, I wanted to talk to you about, we talked about. I had a nice conversation with you yesterday,
right.
And it was it was interesting to say the least. Let me see if I can get it up over here because it's, I want to kind of read this. But the topic is, it goes similar to this, guys. It says that God is the CEO. If the policies ain't working, blame it on him. So basically, we're trying to say here, or what I'm trying to say here, Phoenix, you can help me kind of pull this together, is that, you know, God is in control, period. And we should all know that, just that are Christians, you know, and for the ones that are seeking God's wisdom and wanting to be, you know, become a Christian and be part of the kingdom, it's important that you understand that he is the boss. He does run the show because he is like he's like our earthly parents. He's our heavenly father, and he's there to protect us and guide us. He's our creator. You know, like we were born and we came out of our mother. You know, I mean, you know, a lot of times we feel like we're created by our mother, but we're really created by God and used by our parents for us to come through. Like Jesus was used by Mary and Joseph. He came through Mary, you know. But God is the ultimate leader in our life. And so I just want people to feel comfortable in knowing that sometimes we are going to make mistakes. We're going to do things and we're going to say things and we're going to try things. But ultimately, God will take the responsibility for it. He, as long as you love him and ask for forgiveness, because it's about him.
Which is
it's
key.
About him.
That's key.
Yes. Yes. And go ahead on and elaborate if you would like to.
No, that's key because, you know, love in general, even if you take it away from God for a minute, you know, years ago, Teddy Pendergrass penned a song that was called "You Gotta Have 50-50 Love." And agree with that, Matt, because I believe when you're in love, you give 100%, which you receive 100%. If somebody's giving me 50%, well, who's getting the other 50%? And so love is a two-way street. It really requires participation on our part. Now, there's some of us in the audience that I take into consideration that maybe they're not spiritual people. We're all at different planes, and that's okay. But when you speak of God, he gives us what we put out. And so when we throw our burdens upon him, what we're saying in effect, I love you, I trust you, I recognize that you have the capability to carry this burden for me. But like as you and I spoke the other day, sometimes people will throw their burdens upon their heavenly father, and then they take it back. Hey, God, I know you're busy, and I think I could take care of this. And then when they fail, then they look at God and they blame him. But you can give him the opportunity to take it based upon your faith. Again, for those who are spiritually inclined. And it's okay if you're not there yet. You know, life has a way of teaching us. I know Muslims. I know those that are Buddhists. And I never judge their spiritual inclinations because I realize that we're on a path, like some might say, to glory. And today's show is just a little bit more fine-tuned into appreciating, as a Christian, the functionality of the Christ and his Father. And in order for us to do that, we don't want to do what Teddy Pendergrass suggested and give only 50%. We need to give 100% of our love and appreciation and leave it there. Don't pick back up your brown bag. If you put your brown bag on the table, leave it with him. They say throw your burdens on the Most High and he himself will sustain you. And so that's a function of us participating at 100%. And it depends on how deep your love is. It depends on what your participation is and your level of understanding. But ultimate, like you say, he's the ultimate God. It does require at some point us coming to terms with giving everything you got. And if that means you're 100%, your 100% might be different than mine. Different gifts than men. I mean, does that make sense?
Yes, because basically you're saying I'm all in.
I'm all in.
That's
I'm
what,
all in.
Yeah, and that's what we need. You know, you in
I'm
any relationship,
in.
You want to be all in. And so I find myself struggling periodically with being all in, and then I have to challenge myself on that. Like, Wardell, if you really care about this person, then you need to be all in. So, for instance, I hear your background a little bit more. So I'm just going to mute it a little bit so that the people can hear.
Okay. Yeah, there's some guy behind me that's all of a sudden got overzealous. I think he's walking away. Hopefully.
Okay. Cool. Okay. So for instance, you know, and just for those who just tuned in, Phoenix is at the airport as he's en route to New York to take care of business. But anyway, I've had situations in my life where my friends would do something that hurt my feelings, right? I was angry and I wanted to punish them for that. And then I realized later, and it's within a moment's time, that my nature was quick to punish. My nature was quick to say, no, you can't treat me, you can't do that. But then my spiritual, that being a God part of me that's inside me, that relationship that I have with God, was saying, that's not right. Either you're in it or you're not in it. So either
that's
you're
right.
in this relationship or you're not. You can't be part, you can't like have part of your body. You just got, I got my toe in it. No. You, like Phoenix said, you need to be 100% in. Either we're in this relationship together as friends or we're not. And people play with that sometimes. I can't play with that because my friends need me to be their friend when they need me to be their friend. When
that's right.
when they're hurting, right? And so I can't say, I ain't got time for you. I'm busy. No, but if they need me, that's what, you know, I want to be there. So. And you know, just recently I had a situation where, you know, I tell you what, when you get hurt by someone, try not to think about the hurt. Think about how you can bless the person that just hurt you. That will bless you. If you think about how that person just hurt me, but they're hurting, that's why. Then if I could bless them, if I can think, get off of myself and get on to them, right where they are. Are you okay?
I would just say you have to use precautionary measures. You know, the Bible also states that be cautious as serpents amongst wolves. Bad association spoils useful habits. And so sometimes in a world today that we live where we are inundated with so many different vibes and energies and such. So we have to use discernment. That's why God said we have to be as cautious as serpents amongst wolves. You know, even though you might be a good person, sometimes it's better to walk away. And I've experienced that recently. I experienced people I've known over 30 years. I didn't know that they had this deep animosity. I was too busy being me and too busy, like they say, being a rock star and enjoying things. I'm happy-go-lucky, and I had no idea that they were festering this deep-seated animosity. Well, I can't. Bad association or negative discussions can be very debilitating. And so sometimes it's not our responsibility to fix somebody. That's why today's conversation is interesting because it talks about throwing your burden upon the Most High and leaving it there. Don't pick it back up. It's like going to a doctor and you're saying, hey, doc, I got this ache and pain in my shoulder.
And then he goes to fix it, and you go, no, I don't want to take that injection. I don't want the pill. I'm just going to sit here and soak up this pain for a minute. The doctor is going to look at us like we're crazy. I'm going to say, well, wait a second. I came to administer, and that's what we are as ministers. I came to administer the pain. Would you allow me to administer? And so, you know, we have to be free moral agents. We have to be discerning. We have to be willing, like you said, to be all in, to make a decision, to decide, to say, you know what? I'm going to forgive, I'm going to forget, and I'm going to move forward. That's what I need to do. And,
right.
And sometimes that's a hard decision. It's not easy. I had to walk away
right.
from a friendship that I was with for 35 years. But it got destructive. You know, he had he's an alcoholic. And I saw it full blown. He was completely inebriated. And he started to spew all of these inconsiderate things. And I had to walk away. Because,
absolutely.
You know, I'll have an occasional drink. But I don't drink to ossification. I'm not into abusing my body, especially not at this age. So I had to walk away. I had to make the decision that this was bad association, as the Creator said, and it would spoil my useful habit. I've got a lot of things to look forward to, so I just got to move forward and not look back.
And I believe that your time was up. You did what you were supposed to do for that person in that time.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's right.
Exactly, and it's time to move on. So, you know,
this is an excellent discussion, Wardell, because as we've discussed on many previous radio shows, we are living in a time when we're inundated, overstimulated. You know, I went to see a movie the other day. I was overstimulated. I had to go home and decompress after the film. And pour myself a nice glass of Shiraz and just think about it. I was overstimulated. And so, you know, we're on TikTok, we're on YouTube, we're Googling this and that. We're having intricate discussions, conversations with our loved ones. There are times when we get overwrought, overburdened. This is time, those of faith, to cast your burdens on your Heavenly Father, and He will sustain you. It's just as simple as that. It's really not complicated, but just don't pick up your burden after you've asked God, like the physician, to help you. If you ask for help, receive it. Don't ask for help and then you say, you know what, God, I don't think you understand what I'm going through with this TikTok world I'm in. I think you need my help. You're a little busy. You know what? I'll take my paper bag back. Don't do it.
Well,
you know,
a lot of times we find ourselves there. A lot of times we do that and we do it unconsciously. Some, you know, like we'll ask,
we don't even realize, exactly.
Please help me. And then next thing you know, you're in the email sending something off to the person that you have got to help to fix that problem, and you're over there trying to fix it yourself. And we don't know how to back up and let go and let God.
Or in addition, along those lines, we might participate in furthering the discussion with those that don't need to hear that discussion. In other words, sometimes when we're hurt, we go to our friends and we look for them to agree with our hurt. And so what we do, we spread the rumor, we spread the gossip, and that's not cool. You know, if I have a problem between me and Wardell, then the problem should be resolved between me and Wardell. I shouldn't call everybody in the music industry that knows Wardell, hey, you know what, I had a problem with Wardell, and he said this, and what do you think? Yeah, that Wardell, man, he's something else. See, that's not good because we're not giving ourselves the opportunity to heal. We're not acting in a just way toward the person that we feel that has wronged us. And then we turn around and say, God, help me. God's looking at us and shaking his head and said, oh, my goodness, I got so much work to do with this guy. And then we take it back, like you said. And we're not even aware that we're doing it because we're hurting. And we're acting like someone who is under an influence of some sort. Not good.
Yeah. And so, you know, I think it's really important that we become firemen, that we that, you know, with the attitude of putting fires out as opposed to, you know, making them bigger than they already are. When things come at you, as opposed to fighting fire with fire, as some people say, you know, we need to really try to put the fire out in a way that at the end of the day, you can feel good about yourself, the person feels good about what you did, and it is a blessed situation. And when you do that, it's so much less drama, it's so much less stress, and it's so much more love. And ultimately, we all want to be loved. We all crave to be loved. It's because that's what God is. God is love, and he made us. So we are too. We are love, and so we want to be loved because of it. So if your child comes to you and they're hurting, you love them through it. If your child comes to you and they're acting crazy, you love them through it. You know, we have mothers are really good at being a pillow to the kids, and fathers are more, you know, like, hey, you gotta, you know, man up and be strong. But that's just called tough love. That's it. But when you, tough love is different than hurting love. There's people that go out and, you know, will hurt you. I don't even know if you want to put love behind it, because they get mad at you and they try to hurt you. And it's just like wrong. I mean, what about that type of response is good? There's nothing good about that kind of response when you want to hurt somebody. Because, you know, I remember walking out of a restaurant and a guy and our shoulders bumped each other. And I looked back and I said, I'm sorry. And he looked at me like, what, you want to do something about it? And so my natural manly response, right, was going to be, what? But I caught myself because I'm not trying to go there. Maybe as a child I would have, but I'm a, you know, I'm an old man. I was in my 50s, and I was just like, man, don't worry about it. It's all good. I'm cool. And I just backed away from it because all he wanted was for me to get to keep the fire going. He wanted me to fight fire with fire, and then it was going to explode into something really big. But I just watered it down. I don't know. It's cool. It's cool. Sometimes you just got to back away from those kind of things because they will pull you in and destroy you. I could have ended up in jail that night instead of having a good dinner. That's such a big difference. I'm going out to have a good dinner, and I end up in jail. Why? Because I made a decision to fight fire with fire.
Right.
Instead of just,
and sometimes that's not our place. You know, that's not our place always to fix someone, you know. We have to let God do what he does. We can participate at a certain level, but at some point we have to know what our limitations are.
Exactly, and turn it over. I'm going to turn it over.
Yeah, sometimes our limitations are as such where we've done all we can, and we have to be able to walk away from whatever that situation is. So that comes into discernment. Not all of us have discernment. Sometimes we have what we call a knee-jerk response. We react, or we're reactionary to what we're stimulated to do. But at some point, we have to discern and say, it's not my fight.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah. That's right.
I mean, it's tricky. It's tricky, bro. It's not
so
easy.
So this is how all this came up. My friend told me that he had a professor, and the professor was basically telling the students that to make sure everybody cleans up, make sure, and I might not get this exactly word for word, but this is the best I remember of the story. And he said, make sure everybody cleans up. They need to clean up, especially the younger ones. They need to clean up. They're not doing their part. Make sure they clean up and stuff. And so everyone's like, hey. You know, like you can see that everybody didn't feel like it was their response. They're not going to pay us no attention. We're students just like them. And then the professor said, listen, if they got a problem with it, blame it on me. Blame it on me. Tell them that's just what I'm the one, because the professor is the one that made the rules, okay? This is, I'm the rule maker here. So if there's a problem, just blame it on me. And when he said blame it on me, I was like, whoa, that's how God, like he is, he runs this situation. And so you go out there and you do your best. But if you can't, if they're not getting it, just, you know, turn it over to God. I can't, there's nothing else I can do about this. And I, so when I heard that, I was like, man, this is, we got to talk about this. It's amazing because so much, so many things I could use that for, but I love just blame me. Just blame me. Even our parents would say, tell them your dad said, dad said you got to do this. Mom said you got to do this. The kids would go, okay. But they didn't, when you said it, there was no, there was nothing to it. But when you put that authority on top of it, wow, the power of that means so much, and it's so good. And so I want to just be able to share that with my brothers and sisters around the world, that, you know, when you get in a situation like that, you know, and you're trying to do the right thing, blame it on God. Just say, God, this is yours. This is yours. I did my part. I did what you asked me to do. I was humble. I was loving. I was caring. You know, I did what you asked me to do. Now it's on you. You got, sometimes we got to know when to turn it over. We call it TO it. Sometimes you got to know when to turn it over to God and let him be the blessing in the storm for you. And I just, mm-hmm. when I heard that yesterday, I was so excited. I called Phoenix. Phoenix, we got to talk about this. And it was just, you know, for me, and when I talked to Greg about it, he was excited about it. We were just going back and forth. Greg and I was the ones to start talking about it, actually. And we were going back and forth, and it's like, man, we got to talk about this. But then I called my pastor also, and I talked to my pastor about it, and he's excited about it as well. It's like, why are so many people excited about it? What is it? Because it's, for me, I was still blame it on me. That, man, that was like, wow. I don't, there's something so powerful about
it's definitely,
that.
Listen, it's definitely an interesting assertion. And the only word of caution that I add in addition or in addendum to is to understand your level of participation. You cannot blame it on God if you did not give it to him. If you didn't allow him the opportunity to flesh it out. You can't have, in other words, you cannot have your cake and eat it too. You cannot.
right. Exactly.
And that's,
we know a lot of people do that.
Participation level. Yeah, that's the participation level. So I would just put an arrow of caution. If you're going to ask God to take on your burden, give it to him 100%. Leave it.
Mm-hmm.
Leave it at the altar. You know, don't go and put it at the altar and then pick it up and say, oh, you know, let me call Wardell and complain about Phoenix, what he said. Nope, it doesn't work like that. You know, you have to, and that's hard. You know, I like you being candid, Wardell, in the beginning of the discussion, saying, it's difficult for me too. It's not easy.
Yeah.
You know, I consider myself a spiritual person. But, you know, recently I've been attacked by a few people as I'm, like, reveling in some of the amazing things that I'm doing. I'm working on almost 3 movies simultaneously. And I'm excited. I'm happy. And I'm not turning around. Everybody's not happy. You know, there's people that, you know, they're unraveling and they're showing their bad side. And because they've known you a long time, they think that they can just attack you. You know, you brought up my previous marriage. And I said, well, I just looked at him. I was like, where is this going? He was comparing my music to Bruno Mars, who I think is an incredible artist. But when I'm working on music, I don't listen to other artists. I realize the gift that's been given me is given to me by God, and it's not a comparison. It's about me expressing God.
I'm leaving.
And I have to make the decision. Oh, I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Can you hear me? Yeah,
yes,
I had
yes.
to walk away. I had to walk away and understand that our time has expired. And sometimes there is an expiration date
on a friendship. Sometimes we outgrow them. Sometimes we move on to greener pastures, and they're still in the thick of things. And they don't revel in your accomplishment. They're there to bring you back to where they're at. So just
yeah,
be careful. That's all I can say. We just have to be careful and make those decisions when necessary.
Yeah, that's pretty heavy. Expiration date on a relationship.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It
does, you know, you and I have been married and divorced. Our love came to an expiration date. It's not that we didn't love them anymore, but we came to a point of diminishing returns when maybe we outgrew each other. Maybe it was a little more complicated than that. But in the general sense, the relationship came to an end, an expiration.
Right? Yeah.
Maybe we can talk about that in another talk show.
Yeah. Yeah, that's absolutely amazing. Yeah. Yeah, to think about that, it just it breaks my heart, but it's true, because now as I think about it, I think about the relationships that I had that did kind of come to an end. I mean, they were so busy, and then all of a sudden there was nothing. And so, yeah, that's crazy. All right, so listen, we're going to let our brother Phoenix, he's at the airport, and I can't hear him anymore. We're going to let him go and get into some more music here. And thank you, Phoenix, wherever you are. I can't hear you.
Oh, absolutely, man. Thanks for allowing me to participate. All right, but I'm gonna fade out.
Okay.
All right, brother. But have a blessed day and enjoy yourself.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. God bless you. Okay. Bye bye. Yeah. Sorry about that. You know, he's on the road and he's out there doing his thing, and we appreciate him calling in and sharing his thoughts as he's traveling, going from one coast to the other. So let's take a break, and then we'll be back.
You thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die.
You thought I was worth saving. You thought I was a diamond.
I've heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you? Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, baby,
It's really hard to talk after that. That is such a beautiful, beautiful song. Wow. And those harmonies are absolutely amazing. And the song that I played before, that was absolutely amazing as well. Worthy. And that was just like, I'm so grateful for the opportunity to play these songs and to do this show, because it blesses me as I sincerely throw my heart into what I do here at Solar Records Radio. It is a blessing. And I heard that song by Anthony Brown, Worthy, and just, you know, right after our conversation, it's just so perfect. And God is so good, and I'm just so grateful. And I just want to pray, God, thank you so much for everything that you do. Thank you for blessing us, Father. I want to thank you for a very special prayer that you answered in regards to Dylan at my church, that this young man, you know, the doctors went in and they said a 4-hour surgery to get the tumor out of his brain, and I believe they went about 6 hours, Father, and it looks like they cleaned him up really good, and I just saw him posting a picture, and he had this beautiful smile. So thank you for his beautiful smile, and blessing the surgeons as they were performing the surgery on him. Thank you so much, God, for just overseeing and blessing him and the surgeons and all of us as we get to witness such a beautiful thing. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for all of our friends today and anyone that may be going through something. God, you know everybody's situation, and so we just ask that you know, bless them right where they are, Father. Let them know that you recognize their, you know, their situation, and that you will love them through this. So thank you for being who you are. We love you very much. Amen. And so, guys, I got about 13 minutes left in the show. I have a dedication. Tiffany, I know I said I was going to play the song for you, so I'm ready to play it. She's like, well, you can play this one, or that one. So, and so I'm going to go with the first one, Tiff. I said I would play it for you, okay? So thank you so much for loving the Solar sound, the stuff that we did for Solar Records. We appreciate you, Sierra. Thank you for just raising that flag every day. You're beautiful. All right. And also, Greg, thank you so much for being my bully and pushing me through this and making sure I do what I'm supposed to do. Thank you for the great flyers and all of the stuff, the amazing things you do behind the scene, which is awesome and unbelievable. Thank you. Phoenix, thanks for calling in. And while you were on the road, we appreciate that. And then Don Fleming, for the first half of the show, we do appreciate you and love you. Let me see. There is more to come. And I have so many things I'm so grateful for. Also tomorrow we have Gary Smoot, Smoot, coming on tomorrow, and we'll be doing an interview with him. And so tune in for that at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's on our Indie Blues and All That Jazz show tomorrow. So tune in. And have a good time with us, all right? We love you and appreciate you very, very much. All right, so Tiffany, this is for you. And much love to all you guys. Thank you.
my last.